This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. Time to chat some biking. It is Friday as we release and record this podcast. And man alive, am I glad it's Friday. TGIF. It's been one of those weeks, man. These early mornings, the new sort of call time for my full-time gig is stupid o'clock, and I'm really struggling with the early mornings. Getting up to trains, one thing, but getting up to work, not so much. Not fun at all. Just chuffed. I've got 2 days of not having to do that, although my body clock is so stuffed. I know what's going to happen. It happened last weekend. It wakes up at 4 o'clock anyway, so... yeah, let's hope we can get a little bit of sleep in this weekend. Talking to Paul Lund today on the podcast to see how he has improved his Ironman bike performance over his triathlon career. And this edition of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Audible.com. You can download a free audiobook now as part of your 30-day free trial. And in doing so, you help us keep the lights on here at the Kona Edge. It doesn't cost you anything extra. And if you're not using Audible.com, you are really missing out, particularly if you spend lots of time on the indoor trainer. I love reading, but just don't have enough time to sit down and read as many books as I would like to. And that's why Audible.com is my go-to for audiobooks. You can go check it out. Just head over to thekonaedge.com/book. That's thekonaedge.com/book. If you love reading and you're short on time, tell you what, audible.com is a winner. That website to get to once again is thekonaedge.com/book if you'd like to claim your free 30-day trial. And we'll throw in a free book. Your first book is on me. Go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/book. Today's Coach's Corner brought to you by Superfly Coaching. They've helped dozens of athletes reach Ironman Kona, the 70.3 World Championships, and even the Olympic Games. Their coaches, along with Joe Friel, have written several books on training methodologies. Their experienced coaches are uniquely qualified to recognize your skills while addressing your weaknesses. Their coaches have already helped athletes just like you reach their goals, so let them help you. Whether you're attempting to release pounds or shave off a few seconds, they're with you every step of the way. Are you interested in upping your game from acceptable to exceptional? By partnering with your passion and their experienced coaches, you can reach your full potential. Their coaching plans are like their clients, no two are alike. Once you've chosen your service level that works best for you, your coach will begin to develop your customized plan. Don't let stomach issues ruin your race. From coaching to nutritional advice, they cover it all. To discover more about Superfly Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Welcome back, a returning guest onto the podcast today, Paul Lund, joining us from Peterborough in the UK. Paul, welcome back. Thanks for chatting to us today.
Hi, Brad. Thanks for having me back.
Paul, your biking is phenomenal. You are a beast on a bicycle. What do you attribute it to? Is it purely hard work, or you're blessed with the genes that makes you a fast cyclist?
I don't know, really. I think I've always enjoyed cycling. And I did cycle a little bit as a child, not racing, but I used to do a little bit of touring, and I'd go on sort of, you know, adventures and sort of just pedal for, you know, days really, and go away with a tent and camp and things like that. So I think I built probably a bit of an engine when I was in my teenage years, and I think that's come back and helped me a little bit on the bike. Right now,
you might not have swum as a kid, but you've got that background on the bike as a kid. So you win some, you lose some.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think it helps building an engine. So I probably did that, but not that I didn't have any competitiveness then, and it was more for fun and enjoyment and a bit of just getting out of the house and getting away and enjoying it. But we would spend a few days cycling around. Yeah.
What's the secret to putting in a proper, powerful bike performance at an Ironman?
I think it's being comfortable on the bike for a start. I think if you can get into the aero position and you can stay there and you can actually put the power out in the position comfortably, I think is the key. It's when you start to fidget, and when you have to get up and move around, and you lose the aero benefits, which are pretty massive. And I think you start to suffer then. But if you can keep steady, keep still, keep in the position, and just keep ticking it over, really.
Yeah. Is that simply a bike fit issue? Is that a case of making sure you set up? Because you see it at every race you go to. You see guys in these positions that are so aero, but they can't sit in it for 5-6 hours. There's no chance. They might, if they're lucky, be in there for an hour, then they've got to sit up and their back sore. For you, is it a case of your position might not be the most aero, but it's the position that's going to, you can stay down for that long a period?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. I think I do have a pretty good aero position, but I can. I mean, I got a good bike fit when I got my bike, which was 2012, I think. So, and I've not touched the setup since. So I've just ridden everything, you know, in the last 5 years in that position. So, and I do all my turbo work, and I do all my power sessions all in the position. So I think, you know, after that, you know, amount of time in that position, you just get used to it. It's actually uncomfortable to sit up for me. I can't sit up on the horns. You know, it's just wrong. So yeah, it's more comfortable than my, you know, than my road bike to sit on my aero bike. So yeah, that really helps.
You know, all the bike manufacturers that listen to this podcast are going, Paul Lunn, it's time for an upgrade.
It probably is. Yeah.
What are you riding at the moment?
Well, I've got a P5 Cervelo, so I literally had one of the first ones into the UK in 2012. So it's still a pretty quick bike.
Yeah, I mean, the Cervelo is fantastic. Are you a bit of a gearhead? I mean, does it really matter the wheels you're riding and the components and the power meter? Is it all about the gear, or is it all about the legs?
It's a bit of both, really, isn't it? I think, yeah. I mean, I say I've been riding the same bike. I've been riding the same frame. It's had a new group set. It's had new wheels. And it gets upgraded in terms of components. So it's pretty high spec. And again, you mentioned a power meter. I mean, that's probably one of the key things. I think I had a power meter in sort of the early 2012. And I've always ridden to power and do all my sessions to power. And that's a massive benefit in training.
Do you race with that power meter as well, or is it a case of it's a training tool, and then on race day all bets are off and you race as hard as you can?
No, I race to power. Yeah, so I race to power, but I also you've got to just take into account the conditions. So you know, you don't suddenly find extra watts on race day, and you can easily be lower. So I mean, at Kona, I think I rode 20 watts lower just because I knew it was going to be hot and I wanted to take it a little bit steadier. So it's good for keeping you sort of at a steady keel and keeping the pacing right. But I mean, I've done some time trials where I've had my best time trials where my power meter's packed up or the Garmin's gone flat and it's gone okay. So I think I can ride without power, but it's a good motivator in front of you as well.
Absolutely. You spoke about in our first chat about running standalone marathons. Do you do many sort of standalone bike races, or not really?
Yeah, time trials are pretty pretty popular in the UK. So last year I did a couple of 50s and 100, actually, 100-mile time trial. I enjoy them, and I'm a member of a cycle club, and we do a few midweek tens, and which are always good sessions on the bike, and especially the 100-mile time trials. I don't think there's many that actually happen outside the UK, but they're pretty brutal. They are, if you can get through one of them, it makes an Ironman bike pretty easy. To be fair,
tell me a little bit about sort of the benefit you feel you get by doing those time trials.
I think it's just really good for just putting out constant power. So, like you've sort of your VI number and you know, just keeping the power steady all the time, and pacing is a pretty good factor. And again, like I said before, the more you can ride in the aero position and just put out the power, I think everything helps like that.
You also mentioned sort of the running the standalone marathon, for example, like London Marathon. It sort of keeps you going through the winter and into the spring. Do you train right throughout the year on the bike as well, or do you take a bit of time off just sort of during the cold winter months?
No, I train pretty much all the way through. There's not many Saturdays I don't go out and ride. I don't ride big mileage, but I ride, yeah, I ride all winter. So, yeah, I was out this morning and, I mean, normally in the winter, it's just a sort of a 3.5-4 hour coffee ride. Probably a coffee just to warm up halfway around and then back with a couple of friends and, social. And then in the week, I'll do a couple of sessions on the turbo.
Do you think that's key to as well, like when you go into a season that you've got a really solid base on the bike to sort of build off?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think the more, like I said before, the more consistency you can keep throughout the year, I think definitely helps. Yeah. If you can just keep, so through the winter, I'll probably be doing, you know, pretty much similar to what I do in the summer, really, but, just slightly periodized, but, yeah, the routine stays pretty similar all year round.
And as far as favourite workouts go, what do you love doing on the bike?
I like sort of sweet spot work, actually. So sort of 85% to 92% of your threshold, and sort of building them into a long ride. So more in the summer, more race focused, but probably something like 3 20-minute. In the middle of a long run or 2 half-an-hour sesh blocks. So some longer blocks at sort of that sweet spot. Yeah, that's a really good session. I really enjoy that, actually. It's quite a painful session, but it's an enjoyable session. And when you can get that sort of an hour and a half of sweet spot into a ride, you know you're pretty you're getting pretty fit.
I'm starting to believe you need to be a bit of a masochist to be good at this sport. The more the hard workouts hurt, the better they are for you.
Absolutely, yeah. It's always that. I always think of it when you're absolutely on the rivet and it's the last 5 minutes. I think that's the last 5 minutes of the set. That's the bit that pays you back.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Paul, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your run, but we'll save that for next week. Thanks for your time today on the Conehead.
Great. Thanks a lot, Brad. Cheers.
And that's it for this edition of the Conehead. Thank you so much for joining me. We're back again on Monday. Have yourself a superb weekend. And if you haven't left us a review on iTunes yet, please do. You've got 2 days. I'm telling you off. I'll give you a shout out on Monday if you do it for me. Okay, go check it out. Just head over to theconehead.com/iTunes. Tells you exactly how to do it. It'll only take literally 30 seconds of your time, and it helps us out massively. Until then, have yourself a great weekend, and a massive thank you to Audible.com for sponsoring this episode of The Kona Edge. If you'd like to download a free audiobook as part of your free 30-day trial, simply head over to thekonaedge.com/book to get access right away. That's thekonaedge.com/book.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.